The next step when it comes to actually managing your environment is actually to use that environment as an advantage. And we've already kind of talked about positioning, but I also want you to think about the cues that happen in your environment. When situation X arises, I will perform response Y. So I will create this behavior at this time in this location is a great way to kind of create this environment for you to actually be specific, but also stack it with something in your environment that exists. So if let's just say you want to go ahead and create a new meditation routine, you can stack it with something that you already do environmentally, which is every morning after my cup of coffee, I will go ahead and meditate. Because oftentimes we have these stacked behaviors, right? We'll go ahead, we wake up, we check our phone, which by the way, I don't do anymore. And it's something I recommend y'all don't do either. I think it's a great habit to form to not check your phone until you've kind of gotten through your morning routine, which works really great for me. But you know, you get up, you go ahead and brush your teeth, you make yourself a cup of coffee. Everybody has like a routine, a rhythm that they have. And if you can add a habit that you'd like to create into a stacked routine that already exists, it actually makes it a lot easier and allows you to continue that until it becomes a habit, and then you can stack more and more onto it. So for example, if you want to make sure that you're kind of keeping that kitchen clean, one of the first things you could do is like after dinner, no matter what, I'm going to go ahead and put the dishes into the sink. Or if you already put them in the sinks, I'm going to make sure I load the dishwasher. So your motivation, again, does not matter, but it's the environment and how you stack these habit cues with your environment so that you can start developing these new patterns.